Good morning and welcome to this edition of Class Eclectic on Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, and I'm joined today with a special guest. He is no stranger to the Marquette Symphony Orchestra in his second season. During the 2019-2020 season, we're now into the second concert of this season coming up this Saturday, October 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kaufman. It's called Fantasia, Finlandia, and Franck. And it's actually a really special occasion because it won't be just the Marquette Symphony Orchestra on the stage. There's going to be another ensemble. But first, let's welcome the principal conductor, Octavio Masarokas. Good to see you again today.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Good to have you back in the studio today. So you've got a unique situation happening with the Symphony Orchestra this concert. Not only the MSO, but another ensemble. Can you tell our listeners what they can expect this
yes.
time?
Yes. So we're doing a side-by-side concert, which means is... We are, the MSO players are sitting next to the high school players in this case, the high school orchestra players. So we are trying to just reach as many as we can, but of course we can just not fit everybody there. So we can split it in two, and so we are doing we're doing two pieces of side by side. One would be just with just the strings, would be a lot of strings in there, playing the Vaughan Williams Fantasia
the Thomas
Tallis.
Yeah,
and then the winds from the Wind Symphony of the high school Wind Symphony will join us in Sibelius, Finlandia. And I think this is very special because we have our regular symphony sitting next to those students that might not have come to symphony concerts, but they might have music on their life more seriously, or like maybe just as a hobby or something like that. And so it's very special to just sit all these people together to make music for the younger players to sit with more experienced players, and who knows, maybe in the future they see music as a profession. So maybe this is a moment in their life that they would treasure forever. I am going to treasure this moment. I really just enjoy this kind of concerts and just working with young people and just making music with them, and just like, you know, when something, there is always a moment in these kind of performances that something clicks and just you can see something special is going on with the young people, and then just really enjoy these moments.
So you're going to have about 80 additional students between the two pairs with those pieces, and then they're also going to have an opportunity to sit and watch the MSO in their own piece too.
Right, exactly.
And which piece is that going to be then for just the MSO? Is that going to be the Franck?
That's the Franck Symphony, which is the Franck Symphony is this very. I always think it's a very awkward symphony in the sense of where it comes from and the final result. You know, it's just a. Cesar Franck, French composer, but that mostly was an organist, and that he composed this symphony that actually is just very almost Wagnerian in sense, you know, very Germanic, and with some moments, very dark moments of with the harmony, how the harmony interact with each other. You can even feel the organ playing sometimes in there by how the harmonies interact with each other, how the slow path of that.
So the symphony is kind of taking on maybe some of the plodding hands on an organ,
exactly.
In some way. Okay.
Exactly. And it's not what you would expect. What you would expect of a French composer of that time. And then at the same time there are also just these French qualities perhaps on some of the lightness of some of the move of the melodies. Some other melodies are very dark. but in all, I think that is a beautiful symphony. It's just easily to recognize. People will enjoy listening to it, recognize the melodies, and just leave the whole just singing those melodies. I think it's beautiful. I always thought it's a beautiful symphony. I've And any time that I talk with my colleagues, they're these people that either they hate it or they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And but every time that I've done it with audiences, the audiences seem to love it. So and I think it's also really cool how the program came together, in the sense of we have a French, Finnish, and a British composer, and each mm-hmm. one of them is very nationalistic, if you want. They were not, I mean, Sibelius was writing in a national style.
Right.
He was I don't think we mentioned that. This is the second piece that we will play with the winds, Finlandia, which mm-hmm. I think here is very suiting, right? This area and the roots that they're from. It's country here.
Definitely a favorite of, a lot of the Finlanders that have either come here over the years or were originally rooted here as a part of their immigrant uh-huh. status and everything. So, uh-huh. I'm sure that'll be quite a treasured performance to have Finlandia with the MSO.
Right, and that's the piece, that's the composer that, if there is one composer that is just everybody recognizing with Finlandia is Sibelius. He's just a national treasure. And, there is so many things that we can talk about Finlandia, the piece itself, the piece that we would play, it was taken almost like a national anthem, mm-hmm. against the invasion, the invasion. And
patriotic theme.
Right,
kind of
exactly.
Thing.
And it was kind of like a symbol of the national identity, and so Sibelius became like this, a star all of a sudden, and just like all these national other composers were looking at him as the nationalistic patriarch of the music, of the Finnish music. So that's very interesting. And then we have Frank, which in essence is, even though his music sounds, like I said before, almost a little bit Germanic or Wagnerian, if you want, he's still just very French as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vaughan Williams, which is, his music is one of those composers that it sounds and you can recognize with British music.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not only the side-by-side, but also we have three different composers that are on their own, just represented their own countries really well. So it's a very mm-hmm. exciting program, I think.
Yeah, and the Fantasia is always something that just floors me when I hear it, too. I mean, it's such a sweeping, it's almost like cinematic in a way, pastoral, beautiful swelling. I mean, I could throw all kinds of buzzwords at it, but I just love that piece.
And thank you for saying Fantasia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Fantasia? No,
yeah,
the Fantasia. Yeah, so along with all this exciting repertoire, there's also the process of putting it together. We've got a little bit of time here, but just thinking about having all of those musicians on stage and the process. We're talking today on Wednesday before the concert. Have you been with the students in like the entire scope of the MSO and all the students, or have you worked with just the students so far? And how is that situation going?
Not just yet. We had a rehearsal yesterday. They had a rehearsal without me on Sunday.
Okay.
And with the local musicians. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got Eric Marta, who's taking on the MSHS Symphony Orchestra, and then Matt Ludwig with the MSHS Wind Ensemble.
Right.
Helping out
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we had yesterday we had the strings, and there were some MSO players missing who are not in Marquette. And so on Thursday, we will be actually in Kaufman, and we are trying to just... for the rest of the week after Thursday, we'll be in Kaufman, so we are going to try to see... putting these pieces together. So one day one group comes with MSO, the other day another group comes, and then on Saturday everybody will be there. And that's what always just takes... This is the part that actually makes me more nervous of all, because it's mm-hmm. just especially for rehearsals, because rehearsals are limited time that we are together.
Sure.
But we cannot just go over the time that we have. So the transition between pieces in rehearsals is what's it could be a little bit dangerous, but we've been already talk about the logistics of that, which is just a big thing, the logistics of this, when you have so many people in not such a big space.
Right.
So you just need to figure out how, you know, and when people is coming in and out and so on.
Yeah, you've got people, you've got chairs, you've got expensive instruments, all kinds of things that you want to make sure everything stays safe,
right,
and the show goes on, which I know it will, and it'll be great.
Right. So logistically, it's just it's more challenge, this program, than others that we've done, but also it would be very rewarding. So
absolutely. Well, and again, just a reminder, we're talking about Fantasia, Finlandia, and Franck, which is a side-by-side concert with the Marquette Senior High School Symphony Orchestra and Wind Ensemble, paired with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra for two separate pieces. You're going to hear the Wind Ensemble on one, and you're going to hear the other ensemble on another piece, and then you'll hear the MSO on their own. And that's again happening this Saturday evening, October 26th, at the Kauffman Auditorium, starting at 7:30 p.m. Did want to mention that the Tourville family is sponsoring tickets for those musicians to be able to have a seat and to, you know, take you know, listen to the concert as well.
Right.
So that's a really nice opportunity for them to.
That is fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. So, Octavio, is there anything else that you want to add about this concert?
No, I think it's just a beautiful concert. I think the concept, it is just very, very good, and just like to embrace the community, for the community to just embrace us, and just like bring people to some of these young people. I think music is very important for everybody's life, and we want to emphasize that, and just we want to just bring music to make it more important to the young people. So I think that audience realize about this, and just that how important that is, and you know, we all bring together with great music, which I think is just very, very important. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
coming together with great music. And Octavio Masarokas, the conductor of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for coming in again today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, talking about the second out of the five concerts for this season with the MSO, we're going to keep on with some music now, not with Finlandia, but with music of Sibelius. We'll hear the first movement of Symphony No. 2. We're going to hear Petri Sakari leading the Iceland Symphony Orchestra.